This is a production of Cornell University.
Then I will call this meeting to order. Wendy, is there any chance I can get a count on how many members are here? Oh, sorry. Can we do a roll call, please?
Do a roll call. Okay. And again, I apologize up front if I mispronounce someone's last name or first name. Shoot me a message and let me know how it's pronounced. That would be really helpful. Morgan Baker.
Here.
Genevieve Bonsa.
Here.
Genevieve's here. Esther Benatola. Okay.
My private message, I can't talk. I'm at work.
No, I got it. We're good. Duncan Cady.
I'm here.
Dylan Eisman. Do not see Dylan. Annette Gleiberman.
Present.
Payne Gronemeyer.
Yep.
Deepak Ilango.
I'm here.
Is that how you pronounce your last name?
Yeah.
Yes. John Jiang.
Present.
Amari Lamper is not going to be able to make it. Claudia Leon.
Here.
This one is going to be a good one. Yenenoe Logan.
Here. That's Yenenoe.
Yenenoe?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Manaya Lewis.
Here.
Joseph Mullen.
Here.
Nicole Overton. Not here. Nicole Reedy, or Nikki Reedy.
Here.
Kate Santa Cruz.
Here.
Lucas Smith. He's here, I see him.
Yeah, Lucas, his mic isn't working.
Claire Templeman.
Yes.
Claire. Valeria Valencia.
Yeah.
Henry Wade. No Henry. Adele Williams.
Here.
Everest Yan.
Here.
And last but not least, Anoye.
Here.
Awesome. You have. Thank voting members.
Thank you so much. Okay, so the time is 4:49. We have 19 voting members present, and I'm officially calling this meeting to order. So first, I'm going to start with the land acknowledgement. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayogono Cayuga Nation. The Gayogono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of the Gayogono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of the Gayogono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Okay, next I am going to pass it to Vice President Bonsa to do open microphone.
Awesome, thanks President Ongye. Okay, awesome. So I'll be doing open mic, and basically what that means is if you want to say anything about anything, please feel free to come off mute. Actually, raise your hands first before coming off mute, just so we make sure we have some type of order. I will not give any like time, but depending on how many people raise their hands, I might give like a minute or two. But again, feel free to like raise your hand right now if you want to say or bring up anything to the table. And we have Patrick. So Patrick, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Genevieve. Just a quick reminder that Saturday is an election rules town hall. I would love to see all of you, especially as people who have gone through the entire process with the old rules. Be there if you can. It's at 4:00. Link is on the assembly website. I can send to people as well, but hope to see y'all there. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Patrick. And anyone else, anything else? Okay, so someone messaged me. There's a petition going around. The other Ivy Leagues are delaying their start date to September. I was wondering if you heard about this. I personally did not, but if anyone heard about this and they want to say anything, please feel free to say it now. Okay, awesome. So it looks like, okay, Jacob, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I know that I'm not a voting member of the SA anymore, but I just wanted to say that I think that it is a bad idea to start in September. Folks already have their accommodations set. I think it's an unfair burden financially and socially to place on folks. I would strongly discourage starting in September. I think that we ought to start when we are set to start currently in August.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Jacob, for that. And then President Onye, did you want to say something? I saw like your hand up on like, your mic.
Yeah, sorry, I can't raise my hand. I was just, a quick thing is just making sure that everyone is checking Slack. That's how we're communicating this year through SA. So I just wanna make sure that you guys are getting a lot of, I know I've been sending out a million messages about liaison positions, as well as different things that I've been getting information about. So just make sure you're checking that.
Thank you, President Ngonye. Anyone else have anything to say before we move on? Okay, sick. Thanks, everyone. I'll throw it back to President Onye.
Okay, so now I'm moving into new business. We have resolution one on the table, and I will open that to its co-chairs, which are Representative Baker.
Thank you, President Onye. So this resolution, oh, can I share my screen? Okay, yeah. Great. Okay. Just in case you didn't get a chance to look at it, this resolution seeks to resolve an issue, and that issue is that for a byline funding cycle, we have preliminary applications due in the spring preceding the that year, so like last spring. And so only one byline funded organization out of 30 of them managed to submit their application on time, which means they'd be the only one that could be considered for byline funding. And of course, this is an issue, so we need to move the preliminary application due date back to July 30th temporarily just for this byline funding cycle. And so since this is a charter amendment, we can only discuss today and then vote on it next week. I would also like to make an amendment to this. So the due date would be July 30th, but on line 44, I accidentally put July 31st. So I'm going to motion to amend lines 44 to say July 30th. And I
second.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I think, does that mean we go into-
Oh, sorry, Morgan can't amend. So.
Okay. Do we have a motion to
amend? Morgan, motion to amend. Motion to amend.
Do we have a second? Okay. Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to move into voting on that amendment. So if you are voting yes, press the yes button and no, same thing. And then if you're not, if you don't have anything raised, we'll count that as a abstention. Okay. So can we do that again? I'm sorry, I didn't get the count on the yes on the yeses. Okay, I believe I counted 9 yeses. Wait, I'm not sure how to see all of these. I'm so sorry. Wendy, can I ask you?
Okay, yeah, I was just gonna say, if people aren't up to date with their version of Zoom, those yeses and nos might go away. So it might be easier if you use the raise hand function.
Okay.
Because that will stay up, so you would ask anyone voting yes, raise your hand. And then you do another one. Anyone voting no, raise your hand. And you prepare them that way. It's a little bit easier.
Can I have everyone voting yes, raise their hand? Okay. Okay, I counted 16 yeses. And then can I have everyone voting no? Raise your hand. Okay, I'm counting one no. And then can you message me if you're planning to abstain? Okay, perfect. And so I had no abstentions there. And that was, okay, so that resolution, that amendment passed. So we can move on to, I'm so sorry. So we move back to it with the 17-1-0 vote for that amendment. And then we move back to talking about the resolution. Okay. So we're moving out of voting.
Payne has their hand up.
Yeah, I just have a question. Thank you, Genevieve. I just wanted to ask, is there any way in this resolution that we'd be penalizing the group that did submit it on time? I don't want, you know, I just want them to make sure they understand like the new information, considering that they did everything on time and proper.
That's a good question. No, we wouldn't be penalizing them at all. This is just, normally every byline organization submits their preliminary application on time. This past spring, there were some communication issues. So only one of the organizations managed to submit it. So yeah, there's no, they don't get any advantage from doing it on time, and they don't get disadvantaged from us pushing the deadline back.
Awesome, thanks.
Okay, Representative Gleiberman.
Oh, I was just gonna say thank you for bringing this up, Morgan, and I think it's a great thing that we should vote on as soon as possible, but I want to let everyone else answer the questions, and then I will motion.
Oh, but we can't vote today because it's a charter amendment. We're just discussing today, and then we'd have to vote.
Never mind.
But thank you.
Representative Katie, I saw that your hand was up.
Yeah, mine was similar. I was just going to motion to vote, but obviously if we can't vote today, so.
Okay, are there any other hands? If not, do I have a motion to table this resolution?
Motion to table to next week.
Perfect. Amazing. With nothing else on the table, I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I have a quick question before we adjourn. Has there been any update on committees?
Yes. So we are going to actually have an executive meeting about that this weekend. And then I can give you more information.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, meeting is adjourned at 5:00. Thank you, everyone.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.